How are you guys doing today?
All right.
I know it's cold out there. Sometimes I wonder how long they keep you waiting outside to get in here. But hopefully you had a good Christmas, some good time with the family. And you know what? It'll be a good weekend this weekend. We've always said it's good to play meaningful football games in December. And there's no more game that's more meaningful than this one against an opponent that that we know, an opponent that we respect, and an opponent that's red hot right now in December. So it'll be a great challenge for us to go out there at our home field in front of our fans and play football.
What did that performance do confidence-wise for you as a unit? It seemed to be as complete as it was.
It really was. We've been harping on playing situational football, and there were a lot of situations in that ball game where our guys played extremely well, from third down to short yardage, goal line situations, red zone. The guys, like you said, played a complete football game and didn't allow at the end of the ball game any leaky yards, any leaky points. Complete performance all the way around.
From Harrison, one a yard short of the goal line, another on a third down, about a foot short of the first down mark, because it seems like it's that 1 foot one way or the other, and mm-hmm. You guys were on the right end of that.
That's a big deal to us. We stress, and the coaches stress, that hustle is a big deal. It always gives us a chance to play another down. That stop on the 1 yard line was great hustle by him. He could have very well let the guy just said, you know what, he's close, let him run in. And that's a tribute to our guys and our coaches, the way they coach up hustle and effort, and you can't substitute for those type of things. So they paid big dividends for us.
What's keyed the strengthening of the run defense? I know there was a stretch there where you were getting gashed a bit, and you were kind of lamenting, you know, maybe not everyone going to the ball, everybody out of their gaps. What was the key to turning that around?
Just staying firm, I think, with what everyone believes in, that it's fundamentals win football games, that it's doing the detailed things, the fundamental things, better than anyone else over and over again, and not wavering in what we believe in. And I think when the guys play longer together, more, they start to get a good feel for themselves, and it's team defense and team chemistry is not built overnight, and it takes a while. And luckily, we have a head coach that believes in the system. He believes in being patient. He believes in our guys. He believes in the coaches, and has allowed us to gel as a team, and not just say, you know what, a game or two we haven't played up to our expectations, let's scrap it and do something else. So credit to our head coach that he waited and allowed us to gel as a team.
What is it about Rodgers that makes it so dangerous to blitz?
Wow, he's intelligent. He's seen all the looks, so he knows what he's looking at. He gets the ball out of his hands, and when he doesn't get the ball out of his hands, he has an uncanny ability to move and avoid the rush and keep his eyes downfield and find open guys. And then when he doesn't do that, he's athletic enough to beat you with his feet. So, you know, he's a quadruple threat in terms of what he does when the ball's in his hands.
Picking your spots with those. Obviously, it's not going to be a full book of them like you've had the last 2 weeks, but
We're still trying to figure that out. How we're gonna approach third down, how we're gonna approach first and second down. It's tough because you look on tape and people are bringing pressure and they're coming free and he gets the ball out of his hands and their guys open and he finds the right guy. It seems like every time. So we're gonna have to be patient with it. If we bring pressure and they pick up the first down or make a completion, we need to line back up again and play football. It's not gonna be a all or none situation, and we have to be patient with him because he is a extremely good football player, and the offense is a good offense, and you're not going to shut it down. You need to contain it, and it's going to be a 60-minute knockout, drag-out fight, and we have to be ready for that.
Were you pretty satisfied with the play if you remove that, what was it, 18-play, 12-minute drive that they had in the third quarter? If you put that out of the equation, where were you guys at with the rest of your game?
Well, we don't want to bring home more victories in terms of what we do. We want to go out there and win the football game. So I know there are spots that when you play well, but there are also spots when we didn't play well, and ultimately against a good team that gets you beat. So we want to make sure we put together another complete football game, not just defensively, offensively, special teams, and we want to play well as a team, and that's what it takes to beat this unit. The whole team has to play well.
What were the positives that you had in the first meeting with them and the things you were able to do to?
I think we shut down the run pretty well, and we always talk about not letting the top off the defense in terms of big plays down the football field. We did that for the most part. I know there was earlier on we gave up a big pass, but other than that, there weren't any coverage busts, any times where we gave them cheap plays. So you take some solace in that, but still – we still gave up too many points, and ultimately that's what you don't want to do is give up points, and we did do that in the ball game.
How do you sense whether the lessons learned on the free plays that he got from, obviously he uses that hard count real well and puts
lessons learned, I'll let you know after Sunday if we learned our lesson in making sure that we watch the ball, and he does a great job of his hard counts, and that's why he's a pro. You'll see time and time again the defenses that are jumping off sides and in the neutral zone, and we want to make sure we key the ball and get off on the ball and not any voice reflections and that type of thing.
Is there extra time this week more than other weeks on that?
You know, every week we work on it, but some quarterbacks are better than others and what they do and how they do it. So he's one of the masters at it, and we have to make sure that we hold our water and not jump and really shoot ourselves in the foot, because we did do that the last time we played them.
Les had mentioned yesterday the trip to the Senior Bowl last year did a lot for kind of bringing the coaches together. Had you just come on at that point, or were you still in that mix?
I was 4 days into being hired, I think.
So what did that do for you? Obviously, the new face and, you know, just kind of getting settled in, that whole experience do for you?
Yeah, it helped to get my feet wet in terms of being with the staff. Getting to know them, getting to know the players, figuring out just as simple as being out at practice and where I stand, what I do, how I interact with the coaches while we practice. So it was a good trial run for me being a coordinator. So it helped out me a ton. Even though you don't want to be the staff that's coaching in the Senior Bowl, but it paid dividends for us in a big way.
You were still familiarizing yourself with the personnel and whatnot. Have you kind of do you feel like you're completely plugged in?
I do now, and I'm not sure when that time came, but I do feel like at this point I know our staff well. I know what we do well. I know our personalities. I feel good about my knowledge and the feel for our guys. So whenever that came, I'm not sure, but I feel a lot more comfortable with our guys, with their abilities and how they play.
Josh Robinson didn't play much on Sunday in Houston. Obviously, that's in concert with Chris returning. What do you envision his format, his role for this weekend?
You know, every ball game is a different game, and sometimes it's dictated by the offense in terms of how many receivers they bring out and what the package is. And we had a package that that Josh was involved in, and just so happens we didn't get to it. We were playing well, and you don't want to go to a different package just to say to put a guy in. So that's just how the ball game fell, and we do have a package for Josh. It's just a matter of if we get to it, if we need it for that ball game. All right, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.